understanding the nature of self-sabotage. There's a profound truth that's rarely acknowledged in our pursuit of personal growth. Nothing holds you back more than yourself. That persistent gap between who you are and who you want to be isn't maintained by external forces, but by patterns of self-sabotage deeply embedded in your psyche. While it's tempting to view self-sabotage as simply low self-esteem or self-destructive behavior, it actually points to something more complex, an unconscious need being met in an undesirable way. Consider the story of Carl Jung, who as a child would faint whenever school pressure became overwhelming. His body created an unconscious neurotic response, fainting, as an alternative to facing legitimate suffering. This pattern continued until the underlying issue was addressed. Similarly, our self-sabotaging behaviors often emerge as symptoms of deeper issues that lack healthier coping mechanisms. Self-sabotage is essentially a coping strategy, albeit a maladaptive one. When needs aren't consciously addressed, we find unconscious ways to meet them. These patterns often stem from irrational fears that have gone unexamined for years. Think about someone who's terrified of being a passenger in a car. This isn't really about the car, but about a deeper fear of losing control. Until we address these real fears, we're simply treating symptoms rather than causes. The journey from denial to awareness. Acknowledging reality is the crucial first step in overcoming self-sabotage. We often live in denial, using false affirmations as bandages over wounds that require deeper healing. This approach leads to stagnation rather than growth. The path to transformation begins with facing the true state of your life. Our most profound transformations often begin at our lowest points. These rock bottoms serve as catalysts because they push us to vow never to return to such depths. When life becomes unbearable, we're finally motivated to overhaul everything, embarking on a journey of radical personal evolution. Self-sabotage manifests in various forms, each reflecting an inner conflict between desire and fear. Resistance to positive change signals deep-rooted fears and a protective instinct to remain in your comfort zone. When you find yourself resisting something beneficial, ask what fears are being triggered. Another common pattern is uprooting, perpetually starting fresh, rather than addressing existing problems. This constant need for new beginnings often masks deeper internal conflicts and an unfamiliarity with stability. The language of emotions and internal guidance. Negative emotions are guides, not obstacles. They reveal internal truths when interpreted correctly. Each emotion has a specific message to convey. Anger signals violated boundaries and the need for change. Sadness arises from loss and unmet expectations. Guilt often stems from inaction more than actions. Embarrassment reflects self-judgment rather than actual social consequences. Jealousy unveils desires often masked by anger or judgment. Beneath the distractions and noise of life, internal guidance signals point the way to desired changes. These signals start as whispers, subtle feelings of discontent or curiosity. Ignoring these cues results in them becoming louder, eventually manifesting as significant disturbances in your life. Your subconscious mind is constantly trying to communicate with you through patterns of behavior. Recurring situations like returning to hurtful relationships, attracting unavailable partners, or pushing people away are signals guiding you to reevaluate past experiences and personal worth. Breaking through psychological barriers. Perfectionism creates a significant barrier to progress by setting unrealistic expectations that can paralyze action and creativity. The fear of not being perfect stops many from even attempting to pursue their goals, creating a self-fulfilling prophecy of failure through inaction. For example, aspiring writers might never start their book because they believe their first draft must be flawless, or entrepreneurs might delay launching their business waiting for the perfect moment. The path to success lies in choosing action over perfection, focusing on progress over perfect outcomes, and accepting that learning from mistakes is essential to growth. This might mean releasing a good enough product and improving it based on feedback, or starting a fitness routine with just 10 minutes a day rather than waiting until you can commit to an ideal hour-long workout. Limited emotional processing skills similarly restrict your life experience by creating artificial boundaries around what feels safe and comfortable. Avoiding discomfort leads to missed life-changing opportunities, whether it's declining a promising job offer because it feels scary or avoiding meaningful relationships due to fear of vulnerability. Effective emotional processing involves three key steps: understanding events objectively without immediate judgment, validating feelings while recognizing they are temporary states rather than permanent truths, and making constructive changes based on rational analysis rather than emotional reactions. For instance, feeling nervous about public speaking doesn't mean you're inherently bad at it. It's a normal response that can be managed through practice and preparation. Overcoming self-sabotage requires disconnecting feelings from actions through conscious effort and practice. Often we don't change because we don't feel like it, even when we know we can and should. This might manifest as skipping workout sessions because we're not in the mood, or postponing important tasks because we don't feel ready. By understanding feelings as comfort mechanisms rather than commands, it becomes possible to train yourself to favor behaviors that are uncomfortable at first, but beneficial in the long run. This requires developing a higher tolerance for discomfort and creating systems that rely on discipline rather than motivation. Successful people often report feeling the same fears and doubts as others, but choosing to act despite these feelings, recognizing that comfort zones expand through consistent challenge and practice. The key to breaking these psychological barriers lies in building small, consistent habits that gradually override emotional resistance. Start with manageable changes, celebrate small victories, and gradually increase challenges as your confidence grows. Remember that discomfort is often a signal of growth, not danger, and that the most significant achievements usually lie just beyond your comfort zone. The science of change and adaptation. Self-sabotage stems from low emotional intelligence, necessitating a deeper understanding of how your brain and body work together in complex ways. Your brain, evolved over millions of years, is paradoxically designed to resist what you consciously want, creating an internal tug of war between desire and resistance. Upon achieving a desired goal, the brain immediately seeks more. A mechanism driven by dopamine, the more molecule that inspires continuous pursuit over contentment. This explains why lottery winners often report returning to their baseline happiness levels shortly after their win, or why career achievements can feel hollow once obtained. Your body is governed by a sophisticated homeostatic impulse that maintains both physical balance and mental comfort zones. The system operates like a biological thermostat, constantly adjusting various parameters from body temperature to emotional states. Change disrupts this equilibrium, initially feeling uncomfortable despite potential benefits. This explains why beneficial changes like exercising or eating healthier can feel so difficult at first. For example, when you start a new exercise routine, your body initially responds with resistance through fatigue, soreness, and even mood fluctuations, all attempts to return to its familiar state. Genuine change emerges through microshifts rather than dramatic transformations, a principle supported by numerous psychological studies. We often imagine change as a lightning bolt moment, but real, lasting transformation happens through incremental adjustments, habits altered, and new behaviors steadily woven into daily life. Consider successful weight loss. Those who make small, sustainable changes to their diet and lifestyle typically achieve better long-term results than those attempting dramatic crash diets. This pattern applies across various areas of personal development. Career advancement often comes through small skill improvements over time. Relationship improvements happen through daily minor adjustments in communication. Financial stability builds through consistent small decisions rather than one big windfall. Understanding these biological and psychological mechanisms helps explain why change feels difficult and why gradual, consistent effort typically yields better results than attempting dramatic overnight transformations. Navigating life transitions and growth. Major life changes, even positive ones, can trigger discomfort and stress because what is new feels unfamiliar until it integrates into daily life. This adjustment shock manifests differently for each person, whether facing a career change, relocation, relationship shift, or personal transformation. The brain's natural tendency to seek homeostasis means that any deviation from established patterns creates internal resistance, even when the change is ultimately beneficial. Signs of adjustment shock include increased anxiety or hypervigilance, often highlighting unconscious attachments to toxic beliefs. Common symptoms may include disrupted sleep patterns, difficulty concentrating, emotional volatility, and physical manifestations like headaches or digestive issues. These reactions stem from deeply ingrained survival mechanisms that interpret change as potential threat, regardless of its actual nature. For example, a promotion at work might trigger imposter syndrome, or a healthy relationship might activate fears of vulnerability based on past experiences. Achieving significant goals may incite fear of loss, prompting self-protective resistance. This paradoxical response explains why people sometimes sabotage their own success or retreat from positive changes. The fear might manifest as procrastination, self-doubt, or creating unnecessary obstacles. These challenges force you to confront survival instincts and move towards self-actualization, requiring conscious effort to override automatic defensive responses. The mind thrives in adversity, similar to how diamonds form under pressure. This resilience, or anti-fragility, means that perpetual problem creation is actually a natural reflex. We're designed to seek challenges because they foster growth, much like how physical exercise stresses muscles to make them stronger. This biological imperative explains why comfort zones, while temporarily pleasant, ultimately lead to stagnation. Research shows that moderate stress levels can enhance cognitive function, creativity, and emotional intelligence. Understanding this natural cycle of challenge and growth helps normalize the discomfort of transition periods. Successful navigation requires developing specific coping strategies, such as maintaining routine elements while adapting to change, seeking support from others who have experienced similar transitions, practicing self-compassion during adjustment periods, documenting progress to maintain perspective, celebrating small wins along the way, healing from past trauma. Trauma fundamentally alters both body and brain, creating lasting neurobiological changes that persist long after the initial threat has disappeared. This biological imprint manifests in various ways: heightened startle responses, disrupted sleep patterns, and chronic muscle tension. The body essentially remains stuck in a state of perpetual alertness, consuming valuable emotional and physical resources. Understanding this biological basis is crucial because it explains why purely cognitive approaches to healing often fall short. The path to genuine healing requires reestablishing safety at multiple levels: physical, emotional, and psychological. This process involves creating secure environments and relationships where the nervous system can gradually learn to relax its vigilance. Rather than just intellectually processing traumatic events, effective healing engages the body's natural capacity for restoration through practices like somatic experiencing, mindful movement, and regulated breathing exercises. Unprocessed emotions function like a backlog of psychological data, accumulating in both mind and body. This emotional inventory manifests in various physical symptoms: tension headaches, digestive issues, chronic pain, and unexplained fatigue. The mind-body connection becomes particularly evident in how suppressed emotions correlate with specific physical ailments. Anger often manifests in the jaw and shoulders, while grief commonly affects the chest and lungs. Addressing this backlog requires a methodical approach, starting with acknowledging these stored emotions, gradually feeling them in small, manageable doses, and learning to recognize their physical signatures in your body. The journey of self-reinvention becomes possible only when we begin to loosen our grip on past traumas. This doesn't mean forcing ourselves to get over it, but rather creating space for new experiences while honoring our past. Emotional baggage, when carried forward unconsciously, acts like a lens that distorts our perception of present situations, making us react to old wounds rather than current reality. The key to release lies in building a compelling present-day life, filled with meaningful relationships, engaging activities, and new learning experiences. This natural process of replacement therapy works more effectively than trying to forcibly eliminate old patterns. Practical strategies for this healing journey include establishing daily rituals that promote physical and emotional safety, developing a support network of trusted individuals who understand trauma, engaging in body-based practices like yoga or dance that help release stored tension, creating regular opportunities for emotional expression through art, movement, or verbal sharing, building incremental exposure to triggering situations while maintaining safety boundaries. The goal isn't to erase the past, but to transform its impact on our present, allowing us to respond to life with greater flexibility and resilience, rather than from a place of old wounds. Creating your future self. Embrace the future by focusing on growth rather than dwelling on past limitations. Envision the life you desire by connecting with the most powerful version of yourself through visualization and introspection. This isn't mere fantasy, but a strategic approach to clarifying your direction and purpose. Regular visualization exercises, such as morning meditation or journaling about your ideal future, can help cement these aspirations into actionable goals. Truly stepping into your power involves recognizing and strengthening your core competencies while acknowledging limitations. This requires honest self-assessment and the willingness to invest in developing key strengths. For example, if leadership is your goal, actively seek opportunities to lead projects or mentor others, even in small ways. It demands the courage to face disapproval while holding an uncompromised vision of your potential. Remember that transformative figures throughout history, from Martin Luther King Jr. to Steve Jobs, faced significant opposition before their visions were embraced. Power cannot coexist with the need for universal approval. Every significant change attracts both supporters and critics. To manifest power, embody your future self's decisions in present contexts. This means making choices today that align with where you want to be, not where you currently are. Before reacting to challenges or making important choices, ask yourself, what would my most powerful self do today? This simple question shifts perspective from immediate gratification to aligned action. For instance, when faced with a difficult conversation, your future self might choose diplomatic directness over conflict avoidance. When considering professional development, they might invest in long-term skills rather than quick fixes. Practical steps to connect with your future self include writing letters to your future self describing your growth journey, creating a vision board with specific milestones and achievements, developing daily habits that reflect your future self's priorities, regular review and adjustment of goals to ensure alignment with your vision. Remember that your future self is not a distant stranger, but a natural evolution of who you are today. Each decision you make either brings you closer to or further from that vision. The key is to make conscious choices that bridge the gap between your current reality and your aspirations. Living by principles. Feeling lost in life often stems from lacking guiding principles that provide direction during challenges. For every aspect of life, money, relationships, work-specific principles are necessary to navigate complexity. True change comes not from acquiring more resources, but from shifting foundational beliefs and behaviors. This transformation begins when we recognize that success in any area requires a robust framework of principles rather than just tactical solutions. Principles are fundamental truths that guide life, different from subjective values. They govern life like natural laws, ensuring long-term success when consistently followed. For example, the principle of compound growth applies equally to financial investments, skill development, and relationship building. Similarly, the principle of reciprocity influences both business negotiations and personal relationships. These universal truths transcend cultural boundaries and temporal changes, making them reliable foundations for decision-making. Inspiration without principles is often ineffective because it creates dreams without the necessary strategic foundation. Many people get motivated by success stories or inspirational content, but fail to create lasting change because they haven't established the underlying principles to support their goals. This explains why New Year's resolutions often fail. They're built on temporary motivation rather than sustainable principles. Begin developing your own principles by identifying your core values and addressing what truly matters in your life. This process requires deep self-reflection and honest assessment of your current beliefs and behaviors. Some essential questions to consider include, what patterns have led to your most meaningful successes? Which beliefs have consistently served you well? What fundamental truths do you observe in successful people you admire? Once these principles are clear, align your decisions to these truths, promoting a life built on genuine priorities rather than fleeting impulses or external pressures. This alignment process might require difficult choices, such as declining opportunities that don't match your principles or restructuring relationships that conflict with your core beliefs. However, this principled approach creates a more coherent and fulfilling life trajectory, where decisions become clearer and actions more purposeful. Remember that principles should be reviewed and refined periodically, not to change their fundamental nature, but to deepen your understanding and application of them. The goal is to create a dynamic yet stable framework that guides personal growth while maintaining consistency in life's most important areas. Finding peace and purpose. Shifting focus from transient happiness to lasting inner peace is fundamental to genuine fulfillment. Inner peace represents a stable state of mental and emotional equilibrium that allows for contentment regardless of external circumstances. This peace isn't about avoiding difficulties, but rather developing resilience and acceptance of life's natural ebbs and flows. By cultivating mindfulness and self-awareness, we can observe our reactions to events without being overwhelmed by them. When we let go of external dependencies and find peace within, we create a foundation of fulfillment that remains steady, even as conditions around us change. Purpose is a multifaceted concept that extends far beyond traditional markers like careers or relationships. Every individual's existence creates ripples of influence through their daily interactions, choices, and presence in others' lives. Small acts of kindness, genuine conversations, and even silent examples of integrity all contribute to one's purpose. Rather than being a predetermined destination waiting to be discovered, purpose emerges organically at the intersection of personal skills, genuine passions, and meaningful opportunities. This understanding liberates us from the pressure of finding one true calling and allows us to embrace multiple channels of purpose throughout our lives. Life's purpose is inherently connected to its enjoyment, yet many people struggle with simply being present in their daily experiences. They become caught in cycles of past regrets or future anxieties, missing the richness of the current moment. Understanding happiness as an innate state rather than an achievement helps shift this perspective. True happiness emerges naturally when we allow ourselves to experience and process all emotions, including difficult ones, without judgment or resistance. This emotional intelligence creates balance and authenticity in our lives. The path to genuine happiness lies in fostering authentic connections rather than controlling relationships. These connections are built on mutual respect, understanding, and the freedom to be oneself. When we release the need to manipulate outcomes or dominate others, we create space for genuine relationships to flourish. This approach to relationships extends beyond personal connections to include our relationship with work, hobbies, and most importantly, ourselves. By nurturing these authentic connections and maintaining inner peace, we create a life rich in meaning and purpose. Embracing life's journey. The quality of your relationships directly influences life satisfaction in profound and measurable ways. Research consistently shows that people with strong, authentic connections live longer, healthier, and more fulfilled lives. By prioritizing meaningful connections over mere quantity, you enhance happiness and personal growth through deeper understanding and mutual support. Building bonds with those who add value naturally supports emotional resilience through shared experiences, honest feedback, and genuine care. These relationships provide the social foundation necessary for navigating life's challenges, serving as both a safety net and a source of motivation. Happiness often resides in ordinary joys rather than grand achievements, a truth that many overlook while chasing bigger goals. By embracing small daily pleasures, a perfect cup of coffee, a moment of connection, the satisfaction of completing a task, you create fulfillment devoid of conditions. These micro moments of joy accumulate to create a rich tapestry of contentment. Consider how a warm conversation with a friend, the sound of rain on windows, or mastering a simple skill can bring genuine satisfaction. Learning to appreciate these everyday moments shifts focus from future-based happiness to present-moment awareness. Continuous learning broadens experiences beyond perceived limitations, keeping the mind agile and perspectives fresh. This might involve formal education, but equally valuable are life experiences like trying new cuisines, exploring different cultures, or developing new hobbies. Remaining open to new possibilities and evolving insights enhances personal development through constant exposure to different ways of thinking and being. When approached with curiosity, life transforms into a teacher where lessons found in joy, pain, or novelty stimulate growth and deepen your experience of being alive. Each challenge becomes an opportunity for learning, each setback a chance for reflection, and each success a stepping stone to further exploration. The journey of life becomes richer when we embrace its unpredictability and view changes not as disruptions, but as opportunities for growth. By cultivating mindfulness in daily activities, nurturing meaningful relationships, and maintaining an attitude of lifelong learning, we create a framework for sustained contentment and personal evolution. This approach helps transform ordinary existence into an extraordinary adventure of discovery and growth.